There's no telling how many buggies, and how many saddles, and how many torn riding habits that Papa paid for, because every time he'd go down the road, every horse he met ran away and tore up the buggy. The horses were scared to death of those automobiles, and even though the car had been gone an hour, the horse would come into a low valley part of a road and get excited and run away, even though the car was done gone, but they blamed Papa for it. A few years later, my father bought another car. I don't know what he did with the original Ford he owned, but this car was called a Metz, M-E-T-Z. It was a two-wheeled, a two-gear engine automobile, four wheels, sure. But it had the gear shift on the outside of the body, and sometimes it would get stuck in one gear, and you couldn't get it out. You'd have to shut the engine down and get it out of that gear by prising some of those little blades that it had out there off. One afternoon, my father was going to take my brother, my Aunt Lily. We all call her little sister. She's younger than I am, but older than my brother Alton. Papa was going to take us for a spin up the dusty road there at McBride. So we got in this Metz, and he cranked it up. My brother Alton was sitting in the little bucket seat. Now, you think bucket seats are new. We had them back in about 1914 or 15. My brother was holding little sister in his lap, and Papa was driving. I stood up on the little platform on the back. It did not have but two seats. And he came backing out of that garage, which was elevated. I'll never know why they elevated it. And he backed around, and me standing on the back, and he backed right on around, and I thought sure he'd stop when he got to the fence around the horse lot and the cow barn. But he didn't stop. He just backed right on through that three-board fence and two strands of wire, and of course my mother saw me fall off the back with my legs bleeding where the wire had broken, and she almost fainted. Papa backed down into the pasture. The horses began to run and snort. The cows began to low. We had a colored man who was a preacher. His name was Sim Lord. Sim was working the potatoes, and he come running out into the pasture and tried to stop that car. He'd pick it up, and the wheels made out, they had wood wheels in those days, and those wheels just twisted out of his hands as he tried to catch that stuff. But he picked it up off the ground, and it'd keep backing, and it backed around and come back up and backed into the back of the garage. This old Baptist preacher come running up and said, "Doctor, why didn't you turn off the switch?" My father said, "Hell, I forgot it had a switch."